Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is a very special episode called Ask a Millionaire. So this, what you're going to find in these series is a snippet from a live masterclass I did called Ask a Millionaire a few months ago. And what Phil's done is he's gone and grabbed the best parts or some really cool questions that I got asked during that that masterclass, and he's actually spliced them down to individual questions for the podcast. So this is a little intro for that. So if you're wondering what's going on with this episode, you're going to hear me get asked a question by someone and the answer to that question. So it's very small snippets, but really, really, really important questions. So I hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you're loving the podcast, feel free to share in your Instagram stories, leave us a 5-star review, and of course, subscribe. And we hope to, we're gonna keep bringing you tons and tons of value. So this particular episode is Ask a Millionaire, and you'll see them rolled out. So here we go, Ask a Millionaire, enjoy.
So speaking of investing opportunities, of course, so for a young person who's 18 or 20 or a young age pretty much, right?
Yeah.
What would you recommend for someone to invest at a young age right now?
What's up, Sebi? We're mates from way back. He jumped on early on the call, and I was on
call. Yeah, I did. I came an hour earlier.
I'm like,
yeah.
Who's Sebi? And he's like, oh, shit, I think I'm on early. I'm like, see you soon. Anyway, what's up, man? Good to see you again. When you're 18, you know what? The most important thing is to develop the habits. It's like saying to someone, what would you give advice for someone who's 18 and wanted to get a really good body? It would be, go to the gym and keep showing up and eat well until you start seeing results and develop the habits of doing that. So my advice would be just get used to saving and get used to moving those savings into investments like shares. I think shares is the best because you can start for the smallest amount of capital. And it allows you to start doing those habits like going to the gym to build muscle and eating well. They're the habits of a healthy body. So it's the same with wealth. You need to get into the healthy habits of a healthy bank account, right? And they are saving, and it would be something like save 10% of your income. Not all of it, just save 10% to get into the habit of that. When you see it building up, be okay and have the courage to move it into some shares, right? If you don't know what you're doing with shares, just start with an exchange-traded fund like the S&P 500, perfect.
How about a Roth IRA investing in those index funds there?
Roth IRA sounds to me like a bit like superannuation here in Australia. It's where you get tax. It's a tax-free account, right?
A tax break pretty much where, yeah.
Can you touch that anytime you want, or is it for retirement only after a certain age?
You can touch it anytime you want, but if you do, you get penalized a lot for taxes.
Okay.
You could use it for your first-time house home buyer.
Great. Well, I think if you have a Roth IRA and there's some tax advantages to that and you're buying an S&P 500 in that particular vehicle that can actually help you later to buy a house or pay your mortgage off or something like that, or even just keep it there for tax advantages and get some income later, great, smart idea.
Okay.
Yeah, very smart. At 18, if you put in, let's say you started with $1,000 as your balance, you saved up $1,000. At 18, if you put $500 a week into that, then after, I think it's, gotta be careful what I say here, I think it's 17 years at a compound rate of 8.5%, where you'll have $1 million balance. That'll put you at 500 bucks a week, right? And I'm fairly certain that's what it was. I did it yesterday. But of course, you're not just going to have 500 a week. Eventually, with your business and your job, you can lift that to 1,000. You can speed it up. But the key to great investing, especially at a young age of, say, 18, is to start early and continue to add to it and have the patience not to touch it. That is the hardest thing. You're like, yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to compound my money. I'm going to be a millionaire. And you will be if you don't touch it. But here's what happens in real life. In the real life of success, here's what happens. Let's say it gets to 100,000, right? Meet a girl. oh, I really love her. Oh, I really want to marry her. Okay, I'm going to go and take $25,000 out of that for a ring, go on a nice honeymoon, get our wedding $50,000. You're like, oh, it's there for that. You know, it's, you know, I got to live life. And then you're down $25,000, right?
Yeah.
So my, and this is real. And also, hey, Sebi, like it's your cousin from the other side of the world. You know, I've got this really good opportunity. It's this real estate block. We can get it for this. And man, I got a couple guys that's really good. You want in? And all of a sudden, it's like the devil. You know, just kind of like testing you
type thing. Yeah, it's a gamble sometimes.
Well, it's just this rush of blood that you get. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to use all my money that I had a plan for in the first place, destroy the plan and go into something completely different. Shiny object syndrome. Move my money to there because someone brings an opportunity across your desk that looks good. The idea of your plan at a young age is to continually add in 10% of your income into this long-term S&P 500 index fund and keep adding to it and don't touch it. And that's sensible. That's sensible. If you want to buy an engagement ring or get married or travel or start a business, whatever, do it in your own outside that. So don't rob yourself in one area to go and do something else.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.